Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. You've heard this saying before, that dreams don't have expiration dates. And those types of sayings are what I call fuzzy bunnies. They make us feel good, and they're all soft and warm and snuggly. But you know what happens to Fuzzy Bunny? She gets run over by the pickup truck called life. And then she becomes road pizza for the vultures who like to feed off of other people's failures. Dreams may not have expiration dates, but you do. If you and I were in a room together, I may be older than you. I'm getting ready to turn 59 next month. And you may say, one of us is closer to our expiration date than the other. But here's the thing. Even if I'm older than you, we don't know which one is closer. There's something to think about. So even though dreams don't have expiration dates, you do. And the idea is for you to learn how to put urgency on yourself to go out and be your magnificent self. Reveal the beauty of who you really are, your strengths, your talents, and your abilities. So you can enjoy the journey just as much as you do the destination, because it's going to take you longer to get there than it is the goal that you've set. So you might as well start on it now, today. But if you do not, because the subconscious mind says it will not tolerate a void. I'll get it out in just a minute. It will not tolerate a void. So either you learn to put urgency on yourself, or you will succumb to the pressure of what other people want from you, because it's going to be one or the other. You've got to decide what you value, and then you choose the boundaries and the rules and how you're going to gauge your progress along the way. You know, I hear people say again and again, well, if you don't get this life lesson, then life will just keep giving it to you until you get it. No, it won't. Life moves on. The number one law that the entire universe goes by is more life. Now, we are the only life forms that we know of at this point, that get a choice in how we want to experience more life, because we can choose it through growth or decay. Now, we're supposed to cycle back and forth, because after you grow to a certain extent, you are going to have to let go of some things before you can go to your next level. In the same way, nature has seasons. Right now, I'm in the Midwest of the U.S., and it's fall, and the trees are showing us how beautiful it can be to let go of their leaves, in the same way we need to leave things behind and let go of them so we can move into our next stage. We're supposed to move back and forth from growth into decay and back, but you can get stuck on the decay side, that things continue to fail and fear begins to take you over. And the universe says, guess what? We gave you a choice. That is the greatest gift your higher power has given you. You get to choose Which side are you going to focus on, and how are you going to allow the flow to support you? And if you choose not to decide, instead, you default to what other people expect from you. And the word default comes from the French word, which means to fail. If you default to your previous programming and conditioning, you will stay stuck and struggling. And life says, well, I'm here to make sure people have more life. So if you don't get the lesson, I'm not waiting around for you. I'm going to go find somebody else to give it to, because they're going to use it to get into the flow. You're the one stagnating things. Life isn't doing it to you. In the Old Testament, Esther was told that either you step into the role that is being asked of you by your higher power, or your higher power is going to find somebody else to step into it. It's not going to wait. So the life lesson, no, it's not going to keep repeating itself. You either get it or you choose to default. Your dream may not have an expiration date, but the opportunity for you to take advantage of your dream does. That doesn't mean that there won't be other opportunities, but how much more of your life will you're going to have to lose before you're like, okay, I get it. I need to move. It's not that life needs to move. It's always flowing. I'm the one who needs to make it happen. All right, so in just a moment, I'm going to give you your hypnotic helper in all of this. But if you're saying, you know what, I need to decide what my next step looks like, then let's have a conversation. You're going to tell me what you value, and you're going to tell me the boundaries that are missing and how you've been programmed and conditioned to make life happen for other people instead of yourself. From there, I'm going to give you options. Maybe it's working with me privately. Maybe it's an upcoming class or workshop that I have. Or maybe we're not a good fit for each other. And instead, I need to share with you the questions you need to be asking someone else when you interview them as your guide and your assistant. I'm here to serve you, however that might look. So reach out to me, 1-636-699-7791, and let's have that consult. Okay, so here's your hypnotic helper. Hypnosis simply means to be in a state of heightened suggestibility. So you want to look at when other people have put pressure on you, and you've been in a heightened state of suggestibility to go along with what they want. So you need to know when those times show up so you can be prepared. Now, how are you prepared? You need to decide what you value, not what they value. What do you value? And are you going to say yes to their request? Because it goes along with your values. But you need to give yourself 24 hours before you say yes. Because you've been conditioned to say yes right away to other people. But yet, when it comes to an opportunity for yourself, you'll delay it. And if you delay something beyond 72 hours, then you will come up with the excuses to say no. So say yes to yourself right away, based upon what you value, but you need to know what you value. And if someone else makes a request for you, you need to wait at least 24 hours. Tell them you need to think about it. You need to wait at least 24 hours before you say yes to it. And you only say yes if it goes along with the values that you want to embody that are in harmony with the goal that you're going after. I'll give you an example of this. Let's say that you want to let go of some weight. Well, you may have that being the healthy you as a goal, but you're meeting it through deprivation. You value everything you cannot have. And then your powerful mind turns on all the ways that you can't have what it is that helps you to feel good. So instead, you want to value the nourishment that is going to bring out who you really are. And so that nourishment is going to get you to your goal. And now your very powerful mind is going to find all the ways that you can be nourished for your other goals. So quit going after those goals through deprivation and what you can't have, and instead find all the ways that the support here is here to reveal who you really are, the ideal you. That's your hypnotic helper for today. Fuzzy bunnies aren't going to get you there. But revelation knowledge of who you really are will. I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical. And your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart, has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants, but for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted, and your actions implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to dawnlandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis.